Let's open our Bible, the book of Acts, and chapter 16. The book of Acts, chapter 16, we will read from verse 1 to verse 10. The Bible says, then came he, which means Paul, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Amen. Jesus did not come to our world to keep the world as it is, in the same desperate situation. He came to this world to make radical changes in this world. He came to change us to his likeness, to become sons of God. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The word of God is speaking about a great change, a great work that the Lord wants to make in us. But whom am I to deserve this work from a holy God, from the Lord, from the Holy Father, the care and love from a caring God? Whom am I to deserve from God to come into my life and change it? And not only that, he wants and he plans to use us, to use me in the change of in the life of other people also. The same work that he did in my life, he did in myself, he wants me to join him to do it with other people, in the life of others. Can God use me in this work? Yes, God can use me in this work. But if we want the Lord to use us, according to this passage, we can see three things that has to be in our life in order for the Lord to use us in this great work. We have to live a sacrificing life, and we have to let the Lord guide our steps, and third, we have to yield to his voice and obey him. According to this passage, first, we have to live a sacrificing life. In this passage, we can see a church that was planted during Paul's first journey. When the Lord changed the life of Paul, he used him also in changing the life of others in planting also churches through his ministry. And this is, to tell you, this is our message that we are taking to the world around us. We want them for the Lord to change their life, telling people about the goodness of a caring God, the goodness that we tasted from the Lord and Jesus, and inviting those people also to taste this goodness, to taste it also, inviting people to drink from the living water that Jesus can give, so that they thirst no more in this world. We can see in this passage a church that was planted in Paul's first journey, as I said. When Paul visited those places and preached the gospel, people got saved and the churches were established. Churches were planted. And before two chapters in Acts 14, we can see how Paul was persecuted and stoned also. And the people, they thought that he was dead in his first journey when he was planting those churches. And they thought he was dead. But the Lord spared his life because he has many other things he wanted in his life. And he could not stay with them as he planted the church. So the Bible says they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. They left them in the hand of the Lord. Because when Paul cannot stay and cannot offer any more help, there is someone who will do the work. This is the caring God. He will take care of us because he changed us and we are his sons. When Paul came to a point where he could help them, he could not help them anymore, the Lord was there. Because the Lord is the rock on which the church is built, and the gates of hell have no power on it. Paul here came back to Lystra in this chapter and saw something that amazed him. The Holy Spirit who worked in his life, in the life of Paul, was also working in those churches. The Holy Spirit who taught Paul how to sacrifice his life for God also has taught also those people in those churches to live a sacrificing life. He has told them the same thing. And we see in front of us here is sacrificing churches, people dedicated their life, their whole lives to God and his work. And as a result of that sacrificing life, he asked Timothy, and there's a person that we can see here, his name start to be like clear here, Timothy. This person, he was in those churches that they were sacrificing churches, and this person was also he lived a sacrificing life, because the Bible says about Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. He was raised on God's word, Timothy, and his mother and his grandmother also were living sacrificing life, so he learned how to live a sacrificing life. And because Paul saw this work in those churches, and especially in Timothy and this family, he asked for Timothy to come with him. He saw the will inside his heart and inside the heart of his family to give him to the mission field and to go and preach the gospel. And as I was meditating on this and studying this, I prayed for the Lord to raise our children the same way, to tell them, to teach them to live a sacrificing life and be ready at any time to, when the Lord calls them to the ministry, to obey. And we have also not the our children to be ready not only them to be ready to give their life to the ministry, but we have also to be also us as parents ready to give them to the ministry and push them to this ministry. So the first thing that we see in this passage, we see how the churches were established, how the churches were growing in God with the work of the Holy Spirit. they learned how to be sacrificing churches, and among those churches, from those churches, we see Timothy, who is coming to the mission field because he led a sacrificing life. Second, if we want the Lord to use us in his ministry, we have to let the Lord control our steps. After coming to Derbe and Lystra, if we return to the Bible, Paul brought Timothy to join him, and he decided to go south and preach the gospel in Asia. They were coming, and he decided to go to south to preach the gospel in Asia. But the Holy Spirit has forbidden them from doing that. It is not mentioned how the Holy Spirit prevented them from doing that, but they decided to go up, heading toward Bithynia from Mysia. If we look to the map, we can see they were heading north. They went. They tried to go south, but the Holy Spirit prevented them from going there. So they changed their way, and they wanted to go north toward Bithynia from Mysia. They, once again, we can see that the Holy Spirit forbade them from preaching north. Now what? Paul must have thought, we came from the east and had a good ministry. The churches were built and were established. And we wanted to move south to preach. We couldn't. We wanted to move north. We couldn't. Now what? We are moving. We want to serve the Lord, but there is something wrong. We cannot serve him neither in the south nor in the north. So they decided to wait. And sometimes when we come to a point where we cannot understand what is going on, we have to wait. And believe me, the time will come when the Lord will answer our questions. But we have to be patient, and we have to learn how to wait. I'll share with you something that happened, and the Lord is answering somehow our questions. In the year 2004, in our ministry, a dear brother in our church went to Iraq. His name is Haytham. He went there and he started a ministry in Mosul. And the ministry and the church was being a year, in less than a year, many people came to Jesus, 9 were baptized, and the ministry was growing. But after less than a year, he was shot, and he was paralyzed from his chest down. They tried to kill him, to assassinate him, but he couldn't. The Lord spared his life because he had more plan for him. But he had to go to come back from Iraq to Lebanon. And he came back and he stayed for a year in the rehabilitation center. And we all were thinking, what is going on? We couldn't understand what is going on. We want to serve you, Lord. He went to Iraq, and the church was built there. Paul was, in his first journey, was doing the same. He was planting churches, and they stoned him, and he was almost dead. They thought him he was dead, and then he had to move. But the Lord, when Paul left, the Lord worked in the life of those churches. And when our brother Haytham left also Iraq, the Lord was working in those people. But we know that maybe sometimes I try to ask the Lord some questions, and sometimes I got answers. But I think that maybe the Lord wanted him just to start those churches and come back. And this was his way of getting him back to Lebanon. He gave him the grace to stand all the afflictions that happened to him. And he is now in Lebanon. He is now serving the Lord. And now in July, he is now pastoring a church that was got its independence in July. It is a church planting ministry from our church. And we are now praying for another church ministry, planting church in somewhere other than the place that we planted the church. And our brother is taking care of this ministry now. Sometimes we don't have answers. We have to wait in front of the Lord because he will tell us in the due time what to do. But we have to be to yield to the Lord. We have to let him guide our steps, and we have to listen to his voice while he is teaching us. Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But we have to be very careful and sensitive to his voice and to listen carefully to what he is saying. The Lord will speak to us. When the time comes, he will speak. And so we have to be waiting for his voice and be ready to obey. For the Bible says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Because waiting without obeying is waiting in vain also, and making our ministry rejected by the Lord. Paul was waiting and expecting to hear the voice of the Lord, and the Lord finally spoke to him. And third, in order to let the Lord use us greatly in his ministry, we have to let him to yield to his voice, obey his voice, and move forward. What Paul saw was a Macedonian man calling for a help. The Bible says, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Sometimes the Lord speaks to us through the need of people around us. There was a great need in Macedonia. People were searching for the truth. People seeking salvation without knowing the right way. And as there was a great spiritual need in Macedonia, there is also a great spiritual need around us. This need is around us, is everywhere, believe me. Here in the United States, around you, around the church, and also in the countries and overseas, but especially also, as I was sharing with you the past days, between the 1040 window and especially in the Arab countries, there's a great need for the Lord, for the word of God to be planted there. The Arab world is a desperate need for Jesus. Their hearts echoes the cry of that Macedonian man. And people, believe me, are dying without being saved. People need to hear a word of mercy and not knowing how. They need to hear something fill this emptiness, as I said yesterday, in their heart. They are crying for something, but sometimes they don't know what they are starving and what they are crying for. A Christian website called Islamiyat.com records 10 million download per month. 10 million download. 10 million visitors per month to this website. They visit this website and download copies of the Bible, parts of the Bible, messages from the Bible, 10 million per month. And this is one website. I'm sharing this with you just to tell you how the people are crying. They need something. They are searching for something, and they search around them. They don't find anything. They start to search, but the Lord will answer their cry. And the responsibility lies upon us to take part of, if we don't take part in this work, the Lord will use someone else. The Lord will work in the heart of someone else, will use him. We have to take part because it's a privilege for us. We have to take part in this ministry because it's an honor for us to be in God's hand to use us to save those people and to give them what they are searching for. Paul was waiting, but as soon as he heard this voice, he decided to respond immediately to that cry for help. And when Paul shared his vision with his fellow missionaries, the Bible says, "And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them." All of them, you notice, all of them, they were sure of this call. But the Lord spoke to Paul, but they were all, because the vision came to one person, but they are all with him, supporting him with his vision. They supported him with his vision, and they were assured of the call. I thank the Lord for churches like yours, for believers that see the vision, and they are fully supported to missionaries and fully supported to the cause of the Lord around the world. And because of churches like yours and believers that are praying and supporting missionaries, the cause of the Lord is going in the world, is reaching people that are in desperate need. Churches that moves forward in serving the Lord and pray and support the ministry of God's people around the world, churches that have heart for the cause of Christ. The cry of the people without Jesus, people without Jesus around us, is getting louder and louder each day. This cry is getting louder and louder. All the world is becoming more and more thirsty for the living water, our Lord Jesus. So we have to be ready for the Lord to use us. And in order to let the Lord use us in his work, as we saw, we have to live a sacrificing life. Let the Lord control our steps and obey his voice and move in his field. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all what is written in your book, for all what you are teaching us. We ask you to help us take this message and reach those needy people and answer those cries around us. We ask you to help us hear clearly your voice, to learn how to wait in front of you and to obey your voice as soon as you call us and speak to our hearts. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.